Y'all, it's Jey Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer, SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting
than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience
with Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino and enter for your chance to win. Let's Chumba.
Yeah. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Hello, welcome to another episode of Fungula. It was just Father's Day this past Sunday, so this is a father-themed episode. We're talking attitudes and gratitudes about our dads and any father figure in our life. If you would like to call us and tell us a gratitude or a attitude that you have with your dad, we want to hear about it. Or anything, really, if you want to tell us your attitude and gratitude about anything. Do you need advice about something? Call us. Tell us your question. Email us. Email us your question and we'll give you our thoughts on your situation that you're going through. Danielle will give you all of that information.
Yes. So give us a call or send us a text message at 747-300-5380. You can email us at fungulapodcast@gmail.com. And then, of course, there's a form on Angela's website, angela.com. And don't forget to tell us your name.
Yes. Tell us your name, your attitude, your gratitude, whatever you want to tell us. Contact us. You can do that. Also, don't forget to leave us a review on Apple Podcasts. Don't forget to leave us some comments if you follow us on Instagram, TikTok, Spotify. If you're listening on Spotify, you can leave comments on Spotify. On YouTube, leave us a comment on YouTube. If you're watching on YouTube right now, give us a little shout out. Tell us where you're watching from. Check in. Roll call. Where are you guys at? Also, while you're on YouTube, check out my special. Ugly Baby is on YouTube right now. You can check out my 7th 1-hour special. I'm not on tour right now. I don't have any tour dates to promote, but I do have my special. So if you came to my tour this past year and you saw the show, now you can watch the taping. And if you didn't get to make it to my show when I came to your city, well, now you get to see the show that you missed. So go watch Ugly Baby on YouTube right now. And everybody else, enjoy this episode where we give attitudes and gratitudes in a father theme.
Fathers.
Father's Day.
We just want to have fun. Yeah. Come on. Let go.
Hi, Danielle.
Hi.
Welcome to Nashville.
Oh my goodness, thank you so much.
This is our first episode where you are Nashville based.
I know, because we've filmed in here before together, but I was just visiting.
Uh-huh.
Just visiting.
And now you've moved in. You've been here for what, 4 days?
Yeah. Yeah. 5 or 6, maybe.
Okay, whatever. A handful of days.
A handful of days. Barely a week. Not even a week. So, yeah.
How was it saying goodbye to your apartment when you, like, packed up and left? Was it emotional for you or were you cyborg about it?
Was I cyborg? Oh, you mean a robot.
Yeah.
I probably was a little bit of a robot in the sense that I had already been living in that apartment with all my stuff for, like, 2 weeks and had been on an air mattress. So, at that point, I was like, get me out of here.
Oh, really? It wasn't like an emo goodbye?
No.
Like leaving the key and friends and then like...
You would think. I did take a video of it mostly because I'm worried that they're going to try to pull one over on me and be like, you don't get any of your deposit back because of all this stuff. And I'm going to be like, I lived there for 10 years. You were going to replace the carpet anyway, so you're not going to charge me for that.
Yeah, exactly.
But I don't know. It was... I'd already like spent like 2 weeks saying goodbye. So at that point I just thought, let's go.
I've done this.
I gotta go.
Yeah.
I want my stuff back.
All right.
So
bye.
Bye.
Did you say bye to any neighbors or anything? Did you like any of your neighbors?
I wasn't very close with my neighbor. A lot of my neighbors really stayed to themselves. I only ever talked to the lady who lived across from me a handful of times. And it was usually like, did your power go out? Yeah, my power went out. Weird, huh? And then she would go back in her house. So I don't even know her name.
Okay.
So
we didn't do any neighborly goodbyes.
No. There was a lot of turnover in that apartment. I lived there the longest, probably.
Can you turn my headphones down? I think you turned
mine up.
Oh, so
sorry.
test. Okay, yeah. Okay, how about any of your favorite, like, shops or stores, or did you say, because I know you said goodbye to your nail salon guy.
Peter,
your nail guy, and he was mad.
He kind of was.
He was a little bit.
He was real salty about it.
Yeah, he was kind of salty about you leaving.
You know what? And that's sort of been our relationship for the past 4 years, is us just being real sassy to each other. And I told him, not on my last appointment, but the appointment before, is when I told him, I said, hey, I only have one more appointment with you guys. I'm moving. And he was like, okay, bye. And when I showed up for my last appointment, he goes, I thought you left me. I thought you moved on. And I said, I told you I was going to do one more. I leave tomorrow. And he was like, okay. And I said, okay, we got to do a good job. And he goes, why do you care? You're leaving. I said, okay, Peter. But I did take some pictures of my favorite restaurants. And Alex doesn't know this yet, but I'm going to text them to him and be like, can you edit these for me? Thank you so much.
Oh, funny.
Make them look nice to print and frame.
Oh, that's cute.
Yeah. So, and I'm not an editor, so I wanted you know, make these look like a piece of art and not just some phone
little filter on it or something. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, just make it look,
like it's from 1972.
Exactly. Just like that.
Cute.
So, you know, ate at Patty's, went to Cantor's, did a Summer Buffalo. These are all my favorite restaurants in the area. Okay.
Well, now you're here.
It was good.
Now you're going to discover new favorites here in Nashville. I'm excited to, we're not going to mention your area that you're in, but I'm excited to find new restaurants in your area because it's very cool.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, this episode is our Father's Day episode. It was just Father's Day on Sunday. Mm-hmm. Happy Father's Day to all the pops out there. To those of you who are missing your dad. Happy Heavenly Father's Day to them. Mm-hmm. And anybody who celebrates, happy Father's Day. This is going to be our father-themed episode, and we're going to give some gratitudes and a matitude about our fathers and any fatherly figure in our life. We're going to give some gratitudes about. So let's start with matitude. My matitude, father-themed matitude,
is, let's get into it.
My temper.
Mm.
I get my temper from my dad. Mm-hmm. I have a chapter in my book called My Royal Inheritance. Spoiler alert, it's rage.
yes.
I have a hot temper, mainly with my husband. Growing up, my hot temper was reserved for my siblings. Then when I got married, it transferred over to my husband. There's something about the people closest to you that get that version of you. I don't like that it's that way for me, but that's how it's been for me. But yeah, my hot temper is from my dad. Oh yeah. I remember one time when we were kids, we had these bar swing doors.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
They're like from the saloon.
Yes.
In the 1800s, the saloon.
Yes.
We had them going in to our kitchen, coming in out of our kitchen.
I'm fairly certain that my childhood home had those briefly too before my parents took them out.
That is wild.
Yes.
I'm just now thinking about it as I'm saying the story.
As soon as you said that, I had a visceral memory. I was Why do we have that?
That was probably just a style, I guess.
Yes. And I think my parents took them out when I was pretty young, but I remember that.
I'm going to Google image
that. What a vibe. Honestly, bring them back.
Yeah. Can you Google image that? Let's pull up some swinging bar doors. That was in the 80s.
It had to have been swinging bar.
Anyway.
Doors in-house?
One time, my dad was walking through the doors, and the swinging door swung back and hit him. Did you find it?
Was it kind of like that?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I don't know if we'll pop
it up.
Yeah.
We'll pop it up, right, yes. Joseph? Anyway, so he's walking through, and I think he had a fork or something in his hand coming in and out of the kitchen, and it swung back and hit him, and so it poked him somewhere. I don't know where.
Ooh.
But he got so mad, he punched the doors off the hinges.
Mitchell.
Yeah. Punched them right off. Well, he was angry.
That's one way to take him down.
Yeah. So I get my temper from my dad.
Scary. Kind of spooky.
I know, for Manny, poor thing.
No.
So that's my father-themed attitude.
Have you ever punched a door off or ever gotten so rageful you kind of scared yourself maybe a little bit?
Possibly.
Uh-oh.
I'll just go with a possibly.
Noted. Aye, Captain.
Yeah. Do you have a mattitude?
Mine's somewhat similar. My mattitude is how similar my dad and I are. We are two peas in a pod. You know, apple doesn't fall far from the tree. He just cloned himself a little bit. And it makes me so irritated because we are so similar, we will get into some of the biggest fights over the dumbest things. And it's just because we're thinking the same, but different.
Uh-huh.
If that makes sense. Like, we're both so particular about the way that we do things. And so if he's doing it a different way than what I think it should be done, that is where we will have an argument. And I can't, and neither one of us can let it go. Like, we're both very stubborn in that sense. And so when he was helping me move in and he would be like, and we're both so organized, and he'll be like, it should go this way. And I'm like, absolutely, you're wrong. Like, this is not the way it should go. It should be done this way. And he was like, well, if you want to like optimize, blah, blah, like he's like bringing in facts. And I'm like, okay, but also this is where I live and I think it should be done. And then even on, we did a big road trip and I would be like, we need to go this routing because it takes us here. He's like, but I'm looking at the maps and we should go. And I'm like, who's driving here? I'm driving. We're going to follow my maps. And he's like, well, I think we should go this way. And then, of course, we both get plans in our head and then don't tell each other our plans. Uh-huh. And so now I'm mad where I'm like, well, I wanted to go here. And he's like, well, you didn't tell me that. I wanted to go here. I'm like, well, you didn't tell me that. And so it's just, and I'm like, oh my God, I'm so irritating. Because he's acting the way that I act. And I'm like, how do we have friends sometimes?
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
Like, this is so frustrating. And so, because we do, because my mom all the time will just be like, let it go. Just let him do his thing. Let him do that thing. And I'm like, but he's wrong. And she goes, let him be wrong. I don't think he's wrong. I don't think it matters. And I'm like, yeah. And my sister's the same way. Like, she'll be like, you and dad get into the biggest fights all the time.
Your sister's more like your mom? Like, let it go?
My sister is a chameleon. I would say I'm my dad, my brother is my mom, and my sister is manipulative. And
she's whoever she needs to be.
Exactly. And I think that plays into her sort of younger sibling, younger uh-huh. sister role. But
love that for her.
Yeah.
So your cards, queen.
Yeah. So I think that's really, I love him so much, but it is, because I think the reason I'm frustrated is because then I'm getting frustrated with myself.
Uh-huh.
And because I'm doing things that I'm like, oh, this is what you do, and it irritates mm-hmm. me, but now I'm doing the same thing.
I'm seeing that with my mom these days.
Mm. How so?
She did something recently. It was so annoying. And then I was dealing with something, I forget what the examples are, but when I was complaining to Manny, he was like, the fact that you don't see yourself in this story is mind-boggling. Oh, I forget what it was.
Yeah.
But there's definitely more things that I'm...
Yeah, because I know you said you get your rage from your dad, but do you think that you're more similar to your mom?
Probably, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Just like in the way you think, or
yeah, like emotionally, we're led by our feelings. Mm-hmm. We'll speak without facts. We'll just make decisions because we want it done that way, even if it's not the wisest way.
Same.
Somebody tells us what the wisest way, we're like, no, thank you.
You're like, I've already made my decision.
Yeah. And then we have to pay for it later. Mm. Yeah. I think that was a situation that was happening. I forget what I did. I did something.
Yeah.
And then my mom basically did the same thing. And okay. I was like, I had to go fix her problem.
Because you're like, I've already made this mistake.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Basically.
Well, as I'm fixing it, I'm not fixing it going, I've already made this mistake. Here, let me help you. I'm like, oh, so annoyed. And then my husband's like, didn't you just do this?
The same thing?
Yeah. I forget what it was. I think it was something with her RV. Oh, she had booked the RV to travel here. I do remember you talking about this. Bought the miles before like asking certain questions. Yeah. And then I had to get on the phone with the guy and be like, hold on. You'll have to excuse my mom. It's her first time doing a trip. Let me take it from here, sir.
Yeah.
But I forget, what did I do that my husband was like, you basically just did the same thing recently, and I forget what it was. But anyway, so yeah, I think I'm more like my mom, but I definitely get my bad temper, my rage from my dad.
Yeah.
Anyhow, let's move into gratitude. Okay. But when should we do our dad's voicemail?
Dad's called in. Maybe.
Let's start off with that.
Let's see.
You guys, we have some special guests on this episode. Our dads. Our dads have called in to give us their matitudes and gratitudes.
Here's a matitude about my dad. I constantly tell him. He's a yapper. He's long-winded. And he called in.
I think it's all dads. Even though mine was able to keep it short.
My dad literally said, oh, it timed out. Let me call again. What are you saying?
I'm surprised my dad didn't time out with all his details.
Okay.
But also, I was very specific when I was walking him through. Just call. I almost gave him a script. Hi, this is Angela's dad. Like, I'm telling him, like, so maybe
that's
why. I didn't
give my dad he listens to every episode. So I trusted.
Oh, I started the conversation with, Dad, do you know I have a podcast?
My dad's your number one fan.
Yeah. He goes, oh, yeah, I've listened to a couple of them. I was like, oh, thank you. I didn't even know you knew I had one. Okay.
My dad will listen to every episode, but he's about a month behind.
Oh, funny.
And he'll be like, oh, the guy you had. And I'm like, you're going to have to be more specific.
Yeah.
That's what he'll always do. And I'm like, I don't remember. So sorry. Whose dad am I playing first?
Let's do my dad first.
Hello, my name is Mitchell Johnson. I am Angela's dad.
Well done, Dad.
And matitude, there isn't much that gets me mad. One of the things is bad drivers. Drivers that race on the freeway, cutting in and out of lanes, and drive unsafe. And those drivers that don't use their indicator that they're going to change lanes or turn off, and it becomes a surprise at the last second. But what I'm grateful for, first of all and most, is my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.
Preach, Dad.
And I'm also grateful for being an optimistic person since I was a little kid, and my whole life has been nothing but joy.
Aww.
You know, that's about it. Thank you. Bye.
Aw, thanks, Dad. Thanks for calling in.
I feel like it's important to note, I think he didn't specify that he rides motorcycles.
Yes.
So I feel like it's an important piece to help the whole meeting people.
He's been in 5 motorcycle accidents.
I didn't know it was 5.
Yes, he's been in 5 motorcycle accidents. So when he's talking about bad drivers cutting in and out, not using their indicator, it's usually because that means he's about to fall off his bike is what happened because of their bad driving. So that's explains his attitude a little bit more. My dad... And it's so funny because he's like, you know, nothing makes me mad and this kind of stuff. And I'm like, where was this guy like, in childhood?
Are you sure about that? You don't want to take a minute and think back?
Yeah. But I'm happy for him that this is his state of mind.
Yeah, that's good.
Since we've become adults,
yeah,
we've definitely been able to know my dad as a different person and like a pretty genuinely happy guy, which is why when I called him, I was like, you know, tell us some attitude. And he's like, I gotta think. I don't really have anything. And that's his personality these days is very chill. Mm-hmm. And, you know, and I started naming things that would have been annoying. And he's like, didn't really bother me. And I'm like, oh, all right. Well,
you know, my mom has commented on how the older she gets, the less she is bothered and the less that she cares about stuff.
That's funny.
And I feel like that just does come with age, where you've seen enough to where you're like, at the end of the day, it doesn't matter.
And then sometimes it's opposite. Like Mark was saying.
Oh, sure.
Mark Vieira was talking about on the previous episode how he's getting grumpier in his olden days. And I don't know if Thea Mary was always like that when she was young, but towards her older days, she was calling and complaining on everything and everyone. Okay. So I don't know if that's something that. Maybe some get grumpier and some get calmer. I feel like my dad's gotten more chill. Let's hear from your dad. He still went off.
Did a quick glance at the transcript and...
Oh, no, it's too late. We're playing it.
Okay, get ready. It's 2.5 minutes.
Coach Roach!
And this is the shortened version, apparently.
Hi, Angela and Danielle. It's Coach Roach, and thanks for asking me to call in to give a gratitude and a mattitude. A mattitude would be short voicemails. My gratitude, and I know you said, you know, you don't want family things. Those are easy. I get that. But with Father's Day coming up, I am grateful for the opportunity I just had to drive across the country with my daughter, Danielle. And we were oftentimes seeing things that we've never seen before, seeing things that we would only see this one time. We'll never see them again, most likely. And those were great, great memories there. I think my fondest memories I will have of the trip will be just time in the car with Danielle, driving hours and hours and hours sometimes, listening to all of her favorite musicals. That was just, well, you know, I survived it. It was great.
Sarcasm?
I think the best time, though, was when we just had time to talk and sometimes talking about not much, but I really enjoyed her teaching me about all of her friends and me trying to memorize what all they did for a living and who was marrying adorable. Who and whose brother and this and that. And all the stuff. It was great. Aww. And especially more than listening to Taylor Swift songs for way too long on the trip, I'm going to remember those other moments like that where we just had time to be together, to talk. Those moments are the most precious to me. Those and Home Depot gift cards are great for Father's Day. So love you guys. I do listen to your show. I love your show. Always entertaining, always interesting. So God bless you guys. Aww. And have a great show today. Bye.
Your dad is the epitome of longtime listener, first time caller.
Really, he really is.
I love how your dad's gratitude was your mattitude. This road trip where we're getting frustrated and annoyed with each other. And he's like, I got to sit with her for hours.
Listen, I wasn't mad about the road trip. I was just annoyed at our clashing personalities.
Personality.
Our same, yes.
Yeah.
But I did. There was a moment. It was hours and hours of just in the desert.
Oh,
and
yeah.
There was a time where I felt the need to break down all of my friends and their relationships and their jobs. And then I quizzed him on it to see if he could remember.
And he paid attention.
Yeah.
Wow. What a trooper.
He did keep getting Chelsea and Kelsey confused. And that's understandable.
Yeah.
So, but all of their different jobs and...
Way to go, Coach Roach.
It was funny.
All right, let's move into gratitude.
Okay.
Father-themed gratitude. I got a couple here for my dad. I think you will find this similar because your dad is a coach, athletic coach. Yes. So he's an athlete.
Sure is.
I said, I'm grateful that I got to watch my dad be an athlete into his 60s.
That's cool.
He put me in sports even when I didn't want to be in them. But my dad, I remember growing up watching my dad be so athletic in whatever sport he was playing. Soccer, he was like the fastest guy on the field, like making the goals. Softball, he's getting the hits, he's rounding the bases, like he's Mr. Athlete guy. He was always challenging us to a race, always.
That's fun.
First one to the end of the block wins. First one to the car wins. Mm. Like always challenging us to a race. Always instilling like competitiveness in us. And yeah, it was just, I'm grateful that I got to watch my dad be active and he was really good and impressive. Mm-hmm. And like, that was cool to see. And then he put me in the sports and even the ones I didn't want to be in, like he still put me in the sports. I did softball, soccer, track and field. And I'm grateful that I did that. We even did the karate class.
Fun.
I never got past the white belt that came with the uniform. Just hated it.
Wasn't for you.
Was not my jam. But yeah, I'm grateful that I got to watch my dad be an athlete and become an athlete myself because of my dad.
That's so awesome.
Yeah.
I love that.
Thank you. Thank you very much. What's a gratitude about your dad?
My dad put me in sports too. I was the tall one, so I think he was like, oh, finally, here's my basketball star. And I said, oh, I'm just going to talk to my friends on the bench instead. And then because I'm 5'8", which is tall for a girl. And then my poor brother, also 5'8".
Oh,
sweet angel. No, I think my gratitude, excuse me.
Wait, how tall is your dad?
6'2", 6'3".
And your brother got 5'8".
I know. And that's my mom's fault. She's a solid 5'4". My grandparents.
That is so rude.
I'm taller than my grandfather.
That is so rude.
I know.
You stole your brother's height.
Listen, when I tell you genetically, I am my father. Yeah. The only thing I got from my mom is her hair, truly. Everything else is my dad. And it's so nice.
You really are. Do they call it spitting image or splitting image?
Spitting.
Spit.
Yeah.
Why?
I think so. Now you have me second guessing that.
Because I feel like there's times you and your dad will stand next to each other and I'm like, whoa.
Spitting image is a British satirical. Oh, no, that's wrong. That's a TV show. Spitting image. Is it a splitting image or spitting? It's spitting image. The phrase means someone looks exactly like someone else as if they were perfectly spit out of that person's mouth.
Oh, okay. You're definitely a spitting image of your dad. Yes. Every now and then, you do look like your mom. Every now and then, you'll make some sort of face and be like, oh, I see it.
Yes.
But for the most part.
The other day when we were all together and my mom and I had some exact mannerism or reaction.
You guys said the same thing.
Yes.
Exactly like that.
And you were like, oh? No, because you know what it is it's my dad's mom. I look just like her.
Okay.
When I look at old photos of her, I'm like, whoa, trippy. Yeah. But whereas my brother looks like my mom's dad.
Uh-huh.
Even there was one time they were even standing next to each other and they started walking and I was like, whoa, their gait is the same. But anyway, I am. Yes, I'm the spitting image of my father. I was going to say, what are we doing? Gratitude? Yes.
Gratitude. Father-themed gratitude.
Yes. So, much like my dad's, I really did. We had our road trip. So, we drove from Los Angeles to Nashville, made a pit stop in Dallas. Because if you do the direct route, you go through Oklahoma. And we don't do that as Texans. But... went to Dallas for a day just to have a date. Because let me tell you, the drive, it's long. It took us 3 days to get to Dallas. Mm-hmm. It's a whole lot of nothing. To be fair, we did some detours. We went up to the Grand Canyon, then up into Monument Valley, and that's not a direct path. You kind of have to go out of your way to that. But it was stunning. It was beautiful. Albuquerque to Dallas, a whole lot of nothing. A whole lot of nothing in desert. That's where telling about my friends came from. just because I was like, I need something. And I drove most of it. Sorry to my dad. And that's going back to a mad attitude, but sometimes I think maybe we should take his driver's license away. Definitely in a few years, that's going to happen. so I drove. But it was really fun, and it was just a good experience to have. He's the one who drove me out to LA, so it kind of felt very, aww, you know, full circle.
Yeah.
And I remember when I made the drive to LA, I thought, I'm never doing that again. Whoops, did it again. This time for sure, never doing that again. But really grateful that he, my sister and I joke all the time that we have the opposite of daddy issues, where, you know, people are like, oh, my dad would never do that. And I'm like, my dad would. I'm like, my dad would leave work, fly out to LA to turn around and just drive me right back, and paid for the hotels and the gas and
that's so nice,
the food and the snacks, and bought me a power drill and stuff for my apartment. And so I'm just really grateful. I don't think I couldn't have done that without him. Mm-hmm. If he hadn't been able to do that, I would have shipped my car. I would have flown out here. Like, it would have been a totally different plan. And he even helped me that final day in my apartment clear out everything. There was a bracket on the wall that my friends and I couldn't get out. And I was like, can you get that? And it took him 2 seconds. And we're all like, how'd you do that? He's a DIY wizard. Mm-hmm. He wasn't joking when he said he loves Home Depot gift cards. That if you can't buy my dad, check Home Depot first. I'm so serious. But yeah, so I'm just really, and my mom joined us, but you know what? This isn't about her, is it? It's about dad's. So I'm just really grateful. And then of course they stayed for a few days and he hung up my curtains.
That's so nice.
What else did he help me put up? It was my curtains and mostly my TV. He helped me mount my TV. Now nice. I'll be honest. Everything else in my old apartment, I put up myself. But the TV mount, I don't even know where I would attempt to do that. Yeah, so I'm really glad he did that. And he put that up there. And then now I'm like, well, now I have to live here forever because I don't know how to take that down.
Is your TV in your living room or your bedroom?
My living room.
Are you going to do a TV in your bedroom?
No, I don't like TVs in bedrooms.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah. Because then I get stuck in there. Now I'm watching TV and I'm lazy and I like to get out and use the rest of my apartment.
Yeah.
Good for you. Yeah, TV is a living room activity.
Good for you.
That doesn't mean I don't spend hours on TikTok in my bed.
I know. So funny. Manny wants to put a full surround sound in our bedroom.
No.
And I'm like,
no.
For what? Like, you have your movie theater room to watch your movies. But then he brought up a good point. One, we have a free surround sound system because a company made a mistake and sent two.
Oh.
And then when Manny tried to return it, they didn't have record of it, so they couldn't return it.
Oh, interesting.
So they were like, we'll just keep it. Okay. So then he tried to sell it, and nobody would buy it. So then he put up half of it in our room already.
Okay.
And now he wants to finish the other half and just make it surround sound. And I'm like, but I don't need that. And he's like, yeah, but there's times when you're out of town, I don't want to walk all the way upstairs to go watch a movie in my theater. I could just lay in my bed and have full on just action shooting bombs going off when I'm out of town. That's
what the room upstairs is for.
I know, but if I'm gone, then I don't care. I'm like, yeah, have your great.
Where is the other one that you meant to buy? Is that in the TV room?
Yeah, it's in there already.
Oh, because I was like, why don't you put it in your living room?
Yeah, we could, I guess. I don't know. But he wants it in our room, so.
I feel like that's the one. I'm not a big frou-frou hoo-wah medicine person, but that is my one thing about, because people say, like, oh, don't put TVs in your bedroom, because it, just health reasons and stuff. And that's like the one thing. It's like the one weird hoo-hoo health thing that I buy into.
Oh, that's funny.
Yeah.
Well, you know me. I buy into all the things.
I know.
I haven't read up on that one. I haven't gone down that hole.
It says they can like mess up your sleep cycles and mentally.
Oh.
I could be completely wrong.
Sure.
I'm not a just you silly hee hee ha ha people out there. Don't take anything I say seriously. But I've also like heard that then your body doesn't know then that the bedroom is for sleeping.
It's oh, like, interesting. It's I see like, what you're saying.
You know, you're creating a habit in your body. And so my habit is TV is in the living room. Mm-hmm. So that when I go to my room, my body knows, okay, we're in here. It's time to go to sleep.
I see that.
Yeah.
I'm still not going to do it, but I see what you're saying.
That's okay.
All right. I got another gratitude about my dad. Mm-hmm. I'm grateful that... I mean, there's so many things. I'm grateful my dad took us camping growing up and got us, you know, doing all these like outdoorsy activities and stuff. But the one I wrote down here is I'm grateful that my dad was the first comedian that I've known. Mm. And I used to watch my dad. I've said it many times on this podcast, but I used to watch my dad get the laugh in every conversation that he was in, whether it was the, you know, register person at the grocery store, any customer service person, anybody, a stranger in an elevator, anywhere, my dad could get the laugh in the conversation. He knew how to do it. And so I get my comedic timing from my dad. I get my personality from him. My joke writing ability, I guess, from him. The not the need to get the laugh, but the desire to make someone laugh. Mm-hmm. I get that from my dad.
Yeah.
So I'm grateful for that aspect of, I mean, that's what I do. That's right. How I survive and provide for my family is my ability to make people laugh. And I get that from my dad, and I saw him do it my whole life.
I think, too, in that, you and your dad also make people feel safe and comfortable in the conversation. Because I feel like if you're willing to laugh, then you're willing to, like, relax around this person. And I think that's really cool.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you. So that's another gratitude of my dad for this Father's Day-themed Matitudes and Gratitudes episode. Do you have anything else for your dad?
Yeah, I'm really grateful for my dad's generosity and just his generosity of his time and connection. He's like I've mentioned, he's a yapper, he's a chatter, but he's so incredibly friendly. And I think the reason it takes him so long to go to Home Depot or the store or whatever is because he will smile and say hi to everybody that he passes by.
He's making friends.
And I think in that too, he is also that person that, he will go out of, oh, hey, there's, you know, he'll go out of his way for someone and like, oh, hey, there. One of my favorite stories is how he once saw a guy pulled over on the side of the road working on his car. And so he pulled over and was like, hey, man, do you need some help? Mm-hmm. Like, I feel like a lot of people don't do that anymore.
No.
And
I think it was a scam. He's trying to get me.
Yeah. And the guy was like, oh, I'm a mechanic myself. I'm just, you know, I know what I'm. He's like, I know what I'm doing, you know, or whatever. They start talking. And then my dad ended up bringing his car to that guy.
Oh, wow.
And like, he was our mechanic for several years. I think my parents still
nice.
Still go and see him.
He's like, oh, I'm a mechanic. He's like, okay, well then can you look at mine?
Exactly. But he still will just strike up a conversation with anybody, and he's always willing to, you know, my buddy called me and he needs help with this, so I'm gonna go help him with that. Or he'll just do that for anybody. And I think he was like that my entire childhood, still is to this day. And so I think it really taught me and my siblings to the importance of just helping others and the importance of just being generous with your time and what you're able to offer. Mm-hmm. And, you know, maybe you can't help this person with money, but you can help them by, you know, bringing them a dinner or,
yeah,
you know, hey, oh, I've got a truck. You need to move something. I got a truck. Use mm-hmm. my truck.
Let me come clean your house.
Yeah, I can go pick that up for you and drop it off at your house if you can't get out of the house today. And both of my grandparents were like that too. My grandfather, he's still father. He's very much like this. I mean, he's a retired pastor, so it's very pastorally of him.
Mm-hmm.
But I remember him always saying, you know, oh, I gotta go help out Brother Mark. You know, his fridge is busted up, so I'm gonna go help him move out this old fridge and bring in a new one, you know, or something, or
that's
you know, visiting somebody in the hospital or anything like that. So I think that just taught us, you know, hey, go out of your way for other people.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's what good people would do.
Yeah, that's so nice. Mm-hmm. I think my dad's on a prayer team for his church that goes to hospitals to pray for people.
That's nice.
Yeah, because, and I didn't know this until he told me a story about he got a call to go pray for somebody mm-hmm. at a hospital, and it was somebody he knew when he got there. Yeah, and we knew this person, mm-hmm. and we're like, oh, wow, that's so odd that you ended up praying for this person, and then also, you're on a prayer team? What?
Yeah.
That's fun. That's cute.
What do you know?
That's cute for you.
Yeah.
That's nice.
Yeah, I know, because I did want to add one thing on that, too, is he's a relationship guy, right? My dad will tell you, oh, yes, this is his job, but he's in the business of people. Uh-huh. That is something that he will say and has said. And he, you know, my dad's been in high school education and coaching since he left college. So my dad has been coaching since he was like 22 years old.
Wow.
So he has students and athletes that are in their 50s now.
Whoa.
And like people that are grandparents now, and he's not even a grandparent yet. Sorry. And
wow.
But one of his old ball players lives in Nashville, and he still talks to him. He's still in a relationship. He still like keeps track of so many of these former students and former ball players. And thank goodness that he does, because he was texting with one who lives out here because his kids live out here and they just had their first baby and his kids. So my dad's former ball player just became a grandfather.
Whoa.
And I think he's 50. I don't know. Anyway, so he was like, well, my son's in town with some friends. Do you need help moving Danielle's stuff?
Oh, wow.
And he was like, yes. And he, because there was a mishap with the U-Haul, and so instead of them delivering it, I had to go to the storage unit to get it. It was a whole thing.
No.
And so we had to unload into a truck, then take it to my apartment and unload the truck.
Annoying.
And so, but he just came out and brought these two teenage kids.
I love that.
And they moved everything for me in a matter of like an hour.
I love it.
And had it done.
That's cool.
And so I was like, I'm so grateful that, like, and this is someone he coached in like the early 90s.
And he kept in touch.
And like, and now they're like, yeah, we're here, Danielle, if you need us. They live in Franklin.
Sweet.
So I was like, yeah, okay, great. I don't think I need any more moving stuff, but.
Yeah, that's kind.
But yeah, so he's in the business of people.
I love that. All right, I have some gratitudes. Since it's father-themed, I have gratitudes about my stepdad, my father-in-law, and Manny, because Manny's a dad.
You got a lot of dads in your life.
Yeah, so let's see. My stepdad, Luke.
Luke.
I am grateful. The other day, he taught me how to barbecue chicken.
Yum.
So I barbecued chicken, and it did not come out great. Like, it was fine. It tasted fine, but it didn't look good. Like, it didn't.
Okay.
Like crisp, the skin didn't crisp up. Like, I don't know what I did.
Okay.
It almost looked naked. Like, it just looked.
Well, did you put some seasoning on
it? I did. I put marinade and everything.
Interesting.
And I'm like, Why? It tastes fine, but it doesn't look like a nice barbecued crispy chicken.
Okay.
And my stepdad barbecues. He does ribs. He's like, he's real good at it. And he moved here. So I was like, can you help me? Can you teach me how to barbecue chicken? And okay. He's like, yeah.
He's like, you don't know how?
Right. Right. So.
And you have a grill, like a whole thing.
Yeah, I have a grill, everything. I tried already and I didn't do great. So then he came and it was a great, I would say, even like bonding experience.
Yeah.
I don't have too many bonding experiences with my stepdad, but that was nice to have that, you know, him just teaching me how he preps his chicken and how he grills it, where he places it and the timing of it all. And
it's a good skill.
Yeah. So I am grateful for that, that my stepdad just taught me how to grill.
I love that.
I have to put it to practice now. I have to actually try to do it, because as I'm just saying it, I was like, oh shoot, where do I place it? What do I move again? How do I turn it? Oh my God, I forgot.
But like when he was showing you, you were like, oh.
Oh, yeah.
You could see like where you went wrong. And it
was, yeah, 100%. I was like, oh, okay. Yeah. It started with the prepping of it too, where I went wrong.
Is your grill a charcoal grill or is it?
No, propane.
Propane. Okay. Yeah. That's a different one too, the charcoal.
Yeah.
Grill.
So I'm grateful for that with my stepdad.
I love that.
Do you have any other father figures you want to give a grateful
give a shout out to? Well, there's my grandfather.
Or you can have more for your dad, whatever you want.
No, I want to say I'm grateful for my mom's dad. We call him Poppy. I did that. I'm the firstborn, so.
Uh-huh.
Apparently, I did learn this week from my parents that apparently he had suggested the name Popsy, but cute. I said, no, Poppy.
Popsy.
So my younger me said, I don't like that. I'm going to go with Poppy instead. But every Sunday, he sends a text message to me and my siblings and my cousins. Basically, it's an entire his grandchildren text thread.
Just them, adorable.
Plus my sister-in-law. She's
since she got added.
She got added once they got married.
Adorable.
You get added if you get married. Only one. The rest of us, also single. And he sends, he'll send a Bible verse and what they spoke on in church that day. And he'll give an update on what him and my grandmother are doing. So
does he sign it? Love, Poppy. Does he sign off? Sounds like a grandpa thing.
Here, let's see. Oh, he does. Yeah. So the last one, do you want me to read the last one he sent?
Yeah. Is it long?
No. Well.
Okay.
He's not long. He said, rain, rain, rain. No big event for us. But have you ever thought what the people thought when it began to rain in Noah's day? As it was in the days of Noah, so shall it be in the days when Jesus returns. The people ignored Noah, and so many people today ignore Jesus. It was a good day for Noah and his family, but a bad day for those who ignored his preaching for 120 years. Pastor spoke about that topic this morning. Have a blessed week. Love you, Poppy.
So cute.
So, but he'll also, he sent pictures of donuts on Nash. He goes, it's today's National Donut Day.
Adorable.
And
how old is he?
So he's 50 years older than me. So he is 85.
He's so active with the technology.
Yes. But he'll send stuff like last week it was my Mimi's birthday. So he was like, whoever's going to be at Jeff and Michelle's, I'll see you there. Mimi's birthday will be celebrated.
What a cool Poppy.
Yes. So he'll text every Sunday and then occasionally throw in, you know, if it's National Donut Day.
I love that.
Or because him and my grandmother, I mean, they're both fully retired. And so they will go and they have an RV and they'll go and take the RV to his sister. He has two siblings and my Aunt Betty, she's still alive. And they will go and see Aunt Betty and my Uncle Milton in Florida where they live, and they'll just go and they'll camp
on a road
outside.
Trip?
Yeah.
Wow.
But they'll go, like, they'll be gone for a month.
Uh-huh.
Like, it'll be a long.
Yeah. Good for them. My grandpa used to do that, too, with his RV, go on road trips and stuff.
Yeah. They just go to the same places, though. They don't.
Yeah.
It's just the same little rotation.
Uh-huh. I am grateful for my father-in-law, Reyes.
is that how what everyone calls him?
Reyes, yeah, because he was military, so they call him by his last name, Reyes. And Reyes, that's how they say it, Puerto Ricans. I'm grateful that he is the best grandpa of all time. I remember watching him be a grandpa to Manny's nieces before we had kid at all.
Yeah.
Okay. He was so present in their lives, so active. He's walking them to school, going and picking them up from school. When they get home, he's playing with them and he's like engaged, giving so much of himself to them. And I remember watching that being like, your dad is the best grandpa I've ever seen. Like, yeah. He's just so hands-on, energetic, like, whatever they wanted to play, he was doing it, and he's playing with them. I loved watching him be a grandpa with Manny's nieces, and then now that we have Rosie, and they moved here to be with us for the past 2 years,
yeah,
it's been so cool watching him with Rosie, and this past weekend, we built a garden in grandpa's backyard.
So cute.
And because Rhea loves to garden. When he was in Orlando, he had a big old garden in the back, screened in porch. And then in Texas, when he lived in San Antonio, the whole backyard, he planted all kinds of stuff in the backyard. And so now here in Nashville, he hadn't planted anything yet. And I brought it up and I was like, let's do a garden. So you could teach Rosie how to garden and how to do it. And so we did a Home Depot trip. We all went to Home Depot together and we got all the different soil, the different beds that we're going to plant everything in. We got to pick out our plants. Like, what do we want to grow?
Yeah, what'd you pick?
We picked tomatoes, bell peppers, jalapenos, some herbs. We did basil. He did some like mint and spearmint. And I was like, do you use mint? Like, why?
Yeah.
That's such a random thing to plant. What else did
maybe
we do?
Maybe he's making mojitos. We don't know.
Yeah, I know. we got some lavender to, like, get the bees to come.
Oh, yeah.
I forget what else.
Smell them. Looks so pretty. Rosemary? Got,
like, Thai chilies or something. So we're just starting with this. And then eventually we'll grow to, like, you know, all the good veggies that we eat, but we got a few cucumbers. Little flower. Yeah, exactly. Cucumbers. There was, you know, zucchini, squash. I was trying to think of all the things. Oh, they didn't have strawberries. I would love, even though he's tried to do strawberries, he never got it's any difficult. Strawberries. I tried to do strawberries. I couldn't get any strawberries. Strawberries are hard.
Also, once you get them, you got to watch out for the rabbits.
Oh, they come get them.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Strawberries are difficult to do.
Any sort of berry, a bunny will show up on your doorstep right
away. I never got blueberries either. I wonder if that's why. Did I have animals come eat them?
Possibly, yeah.
But I had them enclosed in cages at my Castlewoods garden. I had a top-of-the-line garden.
And there was, they didn't come through.
Yeah, they just didn't grow. Yeah. I never saw any fruit on those. So, oh, and also, okay, Manny doesn't garden. Okay.
Yeah.
So we're going through and we're like picking like tomatoes, whatever. And then Manny throws out, what about an apple tree?
Sir. Sir. What?
What? I was all, babe, that's like a long-term commitment.
That's like, do you own a ranch? Okay, then yeah, we'll put it in an apple tree.
We could put an apple tree in his backyard because there's nothing in the backyard. It's just plain. We could do that, but it's going to be a long time.
And you're not getting it at Home Depot.
Before we get some apples, right? But then him just saying that, so I was like, yeah, but we'll just start with like some vegetables. Yeah. But like maybe we could get like a go get a tree and like plant it in the backyard.
Oh, you could get a lemon tree. That would produce fruit.
That's a good one. We should do lemon. But anyway.
But that's funny.
So now Rosie keeps asking for an apple tree.
Sir.
We were planting the things. So we got it one day. Then the next day, we actually did the planting. Mm-hmm. And so she brought up the apple tree when we got home from Home Depot. And then she brought it up when we start planting everything. Like, okay, now what's next? The apple tree. Like, oh, we don't have an apple tree for this little bucket right here.
You're just going to have to go buy some apples and like put the, oh, look at an apple tree.
Yeah. So I'm grateful that my father-in-law is an incredible grandpa.
That's such a fun activity and bonding thing for them to do. That's so fun.
It was great. And I got to garden with them too a little bit. It was mainly I loved watching her participate in it, and she was having a great time. And then just hearing him, like all his affirmation, like, "Oh wow, you a good hole digger. You dig a good hole. Wow, look at that. Wow," you know, like,
yeah, and then
just teaching her, and like, it was so cute.
It'll be so fun too when it does come to fruition. You can go in
Then speaking of, we got to go back and water it today. I got to let her know.
Yeah. And then once you have the stuff, then you can make some recipes and
cook with it.
And be like, look, we grew this. Now we get to eat it. That's so cool.
Love that.
I love gardens.
Do you have any other ones?
Yeah, I mean, just I do love how supportive my dad is with me and my siblings, all three of us. I love how he will always answer my phone call, even if it's, I'm so grateful for that. Even if it's, even if he's busy, he will just answer and go, "Everything okay?" And I'll go, "Yeah." And I'll go, "Okay, I'm in a meeting. Bye." But he will answer.
He'll answer
every
it.
Single phone call just in case. Because there have been times where it's my sister going, "No, isn't a car wreck?" Oh, okay. So, so I do really appreciate that. And I think he's really, he's just really good at all. I love that me and my siblings all have our own thing. We all work in three very different fields. And my dad and my mom both have been so incredibly supportive of everything that we've wanted to do and have never been, "Well, what's your backup plan?"
Yeah.
They've always just been like, "Well, if that's what you want to do, then go do that.
Do it.
Do it." And so I just really appreciate how, like, when I said, "Dad, I want to move to LA," he said, "Okay, when?" He's never been like, "Well, let's," I mean, sometimes he'll go like, "Well, let's think about this."
Yeah.
But it's usually, "This is what I want to do." And he'll say, like, even my sister recently had texted and was like, "I want to do this kind of trip." And he immediately, and I knew he would, texted back, "When? What are you thinking?" Like, he's just always so down and gung-ho. And even if there's...
Gung-ho.
Even like
gung-ho in a very long time.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know. Let's Google. Where does that come from, gung-ho?
It sounds Asian.
Sounds Asian or Western?
Western. Yeah.
Let's see.
I don't know.
You finish your story. Yeah. I'll look up
so
gung-ho.
I don't think I would, you know, be in this job or in this position if they hadn't been so supportive and my dad hadn't been like, "Yeah, I'll drive you wherever. When are we leaving?" And I see it with my sister of, you know, her be like, "I want to start my own business." And my dad's going, "Okay, well, what do you need to make that happen? You know, how can I help?"
Aww.
Or my brother decided to basically follow in my dad's footsteps. So I know that was very much like my dad being like, "Okay, so if this is what you want to do, you got to do this, 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 and this, and this." And I assume my brother did that. We don't talk much. I think I get my confidence from him, both my parents, and just because they were both so confident and they're both so driven in what they both do in life and their career and their goals. And I've seen them set out what they want to do and they make it happen. And so they'll look at us and be like, "If that's what you want to do, go make it happen."
Yeah.
You can do it.
Yeah. That's amazing.
Yeah.
Gung-ho.
Western?
Asian.
Oh, I was right.
An informal adjective used to describe someone who's extremely enthusiastic, eager, or dedicated to task, project, or cause. It often carries a connotation of being so zealous that it may border on being overeager or acting without careful thought. The origin in history, the phrase has a fascinating, slightly mistaken linguistic history. The Chinese roots. It originates from the Chinese phrase gong he, which was part of a longer name for the Chinese Industrial Cooperative Society. The actual meaning of the characters is to work together or industrial cooperative.
Okay.
The military adoption during World War II, U.S. Marine Lieutenant Colonel Evans Carlson, who served in China, adopted the term as a motto for his 2nd Marine Raider Battalion. He interpreted the Chinese phrase as meaning work together and used it to inspire teamwork and camaraderie. The shift in meaning over time, the phrase transitioned from motto of cooperation into adjective describing an individual's intense, sometimes reckless drive and eagerness. Mm-hmm. But it doesn't say how it switched over. It just said it did. So interesting.
Yeah.
When you said that, I was like, I haven't said that term in a long time. What does that even mean? Yeah.
Now you're making me second guess if I've said it in a long time.
Gung-ho?
Gung-ho.
I don't know. She was all gung-ho about it. I don't know.
I don't know either.
All right. My last one is about Manny.
Yes.
Because Manny is a father, and this is a father-themed episode. I am grateful that Manny is so good at teaching Rosie. Mm-hmm. There's so many times when I am in just go do things, and I'll do it for her or whatever. Or I'll just like briefly show her how to do it. And he will pause.
Yes.
And remember to teach her because she's learning everything for the first time.
Yes.
And he will take the time, he thinks, to teach her. And then he takes the time to teach her. And I remember we were in Boston at the hotel, and I can hear him. I'm in the bathroom and I hear him in the living room teaching Rosie how to put her clothes on by herself.
Cute.
And I can hear him telling me, okay, now you lift this part right here, you pull it up, and then like I'm peeking around the corner watching, and she's actually trying to do it by herself. And I thought it was so cute. And I'm like, and he's like taking his time with her and just like such a good teacher. And there's so many other times just like throughout the day, I'll see him teaching her something. So I'm so grateful that Manny is such a good teacher with Rosie. I love that. I love to see that.
Yeah.
And then it inspires me to be like, oh yeah, like teach, don't just like show. Because like even when we're making tortillas and we're doing our little videos and we're like rolling and like the dough, I'm not actually explaining to her what we're doing and why we're doing it, but I should, even if I don't think she's getting it, she might be getting it. And so I feel like I could take a beat from Manny in like when I'm doing activities with her, like take the time to actually teach the how, the why, the what, and all of that the same way he does, because he does a really good job of that.
I mean, everything is new. Everything is new, and they don't know what they don't know. So really, she's counting on you, Mom.
I know. My sister brought up yesterday, because we were talking about how Rosie can be sassy.
Sure.
And she's doing this thing right now where she, if I say no, if any of us say no to her, then she'll say, don't say that to me. She don't want to hear no. And don't do that if we're saying like, no, put that down. Don't say that to me. Real sass.
Okay.
And my sister was telling me, I was telling my sister about it. And she was like, I remember the first time I like noticed her sass. They took her to a restaurant. I wasn't feeling good. We were in San Jose. So I stayed back at the Airbnb and I was laying down and they all went to a restaurant. Manny, Rosie, my whole family, they all went to a restaurant and they were leaving. And Manny was trying to put the jacket on her. She didn't want to put her jacket on. And she goes to Manny, I know what I want, ma'am, 2 years old. I know what I want.
Okay.
What? Anyway.
And you're like, that's great. And I love that for you, but you still have to put your jacket on.
I know. Wild. Anyway, grateful for Manny. He's such a good teacher with Rosie. And I love it.
I love that.
That's awesome. Yeah, look at that. We got our dads to call in.
Yeah.
We got to give some gratitude, some father-themed gratitudes. If you have some gratitudes about your father or any father figure in your life and you'd like to call us and tell us about it, tell them the phone number.
Yes, give us a call.
Start with that.
same phone number our dads used, 747-300-5380. You can also send a text message there. And just a friendly reminder, just based on previous ones I've gotten, don't forget to tell us your name. Yeah. We love names.
Yeah, tell us who you are. I
love to know who's calling in and who's sending a text message. You can also email us, also use your name there, because sometimes you guys have weird emails, names. And you can email us at fungelapodcast@gmail.com, or if you're on Angela's website, angela.com, there's a form you can fill out there as well.
Yeah, thank you for joining us on this episode, this father-themed episode of Fungela. We'll see you next time.
Father-gela.
Bye.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here. And if you're looking for some serious fun, head over to ChumbaCasino.com. At Chumba Casino, you can play all your favorite social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. It's the most fun you can have on your phone or computer.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.